This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Warren Buffett's been doing a little bit of shopping of late. Today it was Duracell, the battery company that is getting spun off from Procter & Gamble. Buffett is paying the $4.7 billion asking price in stock, not Berkshire Hathaway stock, his holding company. He's paying it in Procter & Gamble stock, which I guess Berkshire just happened to have lying around. Nice to be a billionaire, I suppose. Berkshire Hathaway did a similar swap earlier this year when it bought a TV station from Graham Holdings, formerly and much better known as the Washington Post Company, and also same kind of deal when it bought a subsidiary of Phillips 66 last December. Now, why not just pay cash since interest rates are so low and cash is basically free? Marketplace's Dan Weissman explains the method behind the transactional madness.
First, these trades line up with something Berkshire Hathaway has come to like: owning and managing whole companies. Larry Cunningham is a law professor at George Washington University and the editor of The Essays of Warren Buffett. He says once, Berkshire was happy to either own stock, even a small stake or position, or a whole business. Now,
it prefers to own entire businesses rather than small positions. So this is a neat way to achieve that objective.
Also, these swaps allow Berkshire Hathaway to save a boatload on taxes. Procter & Gamble stock is worth a lot more than when Berkshire bought it. So selling that stock would mean paying taxes on the profit, probably more than 33%. Thomas Lease is a finance professor at Northwestern University's Kellogg School of Management. He's done the math. Selling the stock would give Berkshire a profit of
$4.4 billion. So a third of that, you know, is hefty tax.
However, Berkshire isn't selling the stock. It's trading one piece of Procter & Gamble, the stock, for another piece, Duracell. Going for big tax savings seems like it would sit uncomfortably with Buffett's personal role as the rich guy who's always calling on the government to change the tax code and raise his taxes. Leith says there's an important distinction.
Warren Buffett has an obligation to his shareholders. And that obligation is to pay as little as the code allows.
Buffett may think the code needs changing, but meanwhile, taking advantage of every loophole is his job. In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.